KP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. At least 18 people have been killed as a snowstorm pounds the eastern part of the country. Officials say three people have died while shoveling snow during the blizzard in New York City, and two more died of hypothermia in Virginia. Baltimore Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake says people shouldn't panic if they haven't seen a snowplow on their street yet.
While we're more prepared than we've ever been for a snowstorm, this storm of this magnitude requires patience.
In Sea Isle, New Jersey, Mayor Leonard Desiderio said severe flooding hit his city quickly.
High tide was about 6:45, 6:50 this morning, and around 7:30 it was really moving very quickly. The waters had come over from the back bays.
Members of the Temple University women's gymnastics team and a Duquesne team as well were among those stuck on the Pennsylvania Turnpike. There is a change in tone on the campaign trail. The AP's Diane Kepley explains.
Hillary Clinton is softening her tone in regard to her differences with her opponent, Senator Bernie Sanders.
When my esteemed opponents say what we need to do is to reintroduce something called Glass-Steagall from the 1930s, and we need to break up the big banks, we already have the authority to do that.
She says that's already covered in the Dodd-Frank bill, and Clinton put aside most of her direct criticism of Sanders, except on gun control and health care. Both candidates plan to spend most of the next week in Iowa as they seek to start off the primary voting with a win. I'm Diane Kepley.
Donald Trump is so confident about the loyalty of his supporters that the GOP presidential hopeful predicted that they would stick with him even if he shot someone. Meanwhile, commentator Glenn Beck supported Ted Cruz. This is AP Radio News. The top team in the AP men's college basketball poll rebounds from an early week loss to beat Baylor.
With leading scorer Buddy Hield on the bench in foul trouble, Jordan Woodard took up the slack in the first half, leading Oklahoma to an 82-72 win at Baylor. Woodard drained 5 3-point baskets and scoring 20 by halftime, giving the Sooners a 7-point advantage at the break. Baylor did manage to tie the game 2.5 minutes into the second half, but that's when Hield kicked in his game, finishing with 19 points, mostly from outside the arc, as the best 3-point shooting team in the country scored 48 points from 3-point land. Lark Smith, Waco.
Academy Awards producer Reginald Hudlin says host Chris Rock is hard at work rewriting his material for next month's Oscar show. Hudlin told Entertainment Tonight that Rock is eager to host the 88th Academy Awards on February 28th. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.